True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Football Friday on WGR. See this clip of Aaron Glenn today?
Not wanting to tell the reporters who the starting quarterback is going to be?
Yes. He said, and maybe this is really almost a quote, he said, "The players know, I know, but I don't have to tell you. It's not my responsibility to tell you."
Right.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it actually the head coach's responsibility to announce who the starting quarterback is going to be when he's already decided? Sometimes they'll pretend that they haven't decided, but he's telling you he has.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like an injury report, right? I mean, it's not that they're playing games with one guy's hurt and one guy's not. It's just, I'm not telling you which guy's going to play. I don't know that it's his responsibility.
He must think that he knows that it isn't for him to say that.
Right.
Sal, do you know about this? Like, here's Aaron Glenn. It's not my responsibility to tell you who my starting quarterback is. Is he right?
So I think technically that is correct. But it's a really interesting question, and I didn't think about it until you guys were just bringing it up. Because of gambling, that's why we have an injury report. And it's really, you got to be buttoned up on these things. And we just saw the Ravens get fined
right. Because
of what happened just with Lamar, where I actually do believe the Ravens made an honest mistake. He was a full participant, but he was doing practice squad reps, so they listed him as a full participant. But they got fined for that because you have to be technically right. So my point I'm getting to is, I wonder if we're getting to a point, because I don't think we're there. I don't think there is a rule that says you must declare who your starting quarterback is outside of injury and someone missing it. You just have to say if someone's out, not if someone's in, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think that that's probably coming at some point.
Right. Like all players at any position, like you are not, you're required to tell us ahead of time. Yeah, who's hurt? Who's in like, are they questionable? Are they out? Whatever, like
right.
McDermott does with you every Friday. But yeah, they don't. A lot of guys will just tell you, you know, they for whatever reason they think it's fine. It's going to get out, whatever. Maybe the media's going to talk to the players and find out anyways. I don't know if that's happened in this situation yet, but yeah, I don't think you have to declare that, you know what, that Khalil Shakir is our starting slot receiver,
right? That's exactly right, and I think that's why, right? Because, well, you could say it, but what if he's on the field for one play? He started, and he's off. Now, quarterback's different. I don't think anybody really would believe that your normal quarterback wouldn't be your normal quarterback, but in situations where you just don't know, you know, a team feels it's a competitive advantage, and by not saying anything, and that's why he does what he does. So, I guess, I mean, it's pretty rare, though, so maybe there won't be anything come of it. I think he's right, though. It's not his responsibility to tell the media who is starting a quarterback for his team.
I might advise him, however, you know what, buddy? You could use some new friends in the game. Like,
yeah.
With this record. I mean, I don't even know if it matters to the point spread who starts that game. Fields or Tyrod Taylor, if he's healthy. Like, the Jets are underdogs at home to Cleveland. That's you're down bad when that's when that's the case. Okay, is he back next year? You guys think Aaron Glenn? Is he the coach of the Jets next? You think so?
I think Tuesday, what they did was a pushing the chips in on Aaron Glenn move more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a this is your team, Aaron. Who do you want? Who do you want for this right culture and fit? I don't think those moves happen without Aaron Glenn saying, I'm revamping this roster. These are the kind of guys I want. It is no different to me than when Bean and McDermott got here together. Obviously, Bean came later, and they traded Sammy Watkins and Ron Darby. And it's like, we have a plan. We know certain players we want, who fits with us, who doesn't. So I think, if anything, if there were any questions about it, I think Tuesday should have squashed that, because to me, that was a huge lean in on Aaron Glenn.
It's logical. I guess I just wonder, with a team as dysfunctional as the Jets, whether he has to be even in the room for these kind of decisions. But you'd like it to work like that, at least.
Yeah.
You know, your coach has an important voice there. Maybe. All right, Sal. So to Bills Dolphins here, we'll start as usual with injuries. We talked about Benford yesterday. You didn't get the ruled out on him. So I guess that's something.
Not even doubtful. Speaking of injury reports, they could list him as doubtful. They didn't do that. It's questionable, which is basically considered 50-50. It would be pretty rare for a guy to have an injury on Wednesday, doesn't finish, has a DNP on Thursday, and then plays on Sunday. I think for the Bills, the way they generally operate, I'd have to go back and look in those situations. It doesn't feel like it's something they normally do, but hey, I mean, maybe they just needed it. He needed a day. He needed to, get his leg or his hamstring or, I'm sorry, his groin, get his groin healthier and feel good again and not go out there and, risk any further injury. And that was today, I guess. And he was limited today. Doesn't mean he's playing. We'll see where it goes, but you're right. Christian Benford being limited today at practice and then questionable for the game is obviously a real good sign. If even not for this week, at least it tells you it's not long-term.
Yeah. How big a deal is it to you if he does not play in the game?
It's not that big of a deal to me. They have weapons, the Miami Dolphins. I think this is a game where I'd love to see a little more Max Harrison. And, you'd have Tre'Davious White on the other side instead of Christian Benford, and that's fine. And nothing wrong with that, I think, going into this game. This is a team that is without Tyreek Hill now. He's no longer, playing for them. He's injured. They do have Jalen Waddle, but the Bills can do it. The Bills can, scheme stuff up to make sure that Waddle doesn't, really become the guy that hurts them too bad. This is about stopping the run game, I think, for them this week anyway. This is about stopping Achan, what they want to do. Ollie Gordon, they're going to probably want to go a little heavier. That's what they did last time. He's questionable, by the way, to play in this game. And they do have, Jamarcus Ingram would be their third boundary corner. They do have Dane Jackson to elevate. So I guess if Dane gets elevated by tomorrow at 4 p.m., that might be an indication on Benford, but doesn't have to be, by the way, because with Taron Johnson looking like he might play, he is questionable. If Taron Johnson's going to play, that just allows then Cam Lewis to go back into his normal special teams role, and you wouldn't need Dane. You could go with three boundary corners. They've done that before.
Benford, I want this to be a question. Benford and Johnson this year have both at a time or two brought – it's come to – be a discussion point, like, have they slipped?
Mm-hmm.
Are we at a different point in time with, I mean, Johnson is older than Benford. What would you have to say to that? Like, do you think either or both of these guys are a notch below where they've been?
I think more so that would be for Johnson for me than Benford. I do think there's been a time or two, like even the last game, Benford got beat pretty badly on the ball to Hollywood Brown. He just got beat. I don't think that means he lost a step or anything like that. He got beat on a clean play. He judged the route wrong. He went inside. Hollywood Brown went outside. Nice route. Tip your cap to him. Shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. It's football. It's part of playing the position. I do think it's sometimes I feel like maybe Taron Johnson just isn't getting there as quick as he used to. He is a bit of an older player. He's got a lot of wear and tear in that body. He's still very, very good. He's still extremely smart. He's still extremely tough, obviously. But I didn't feel like they were losing so much when Cam Lewis played. And look, Cam Lewis has been in the league since he's 8 years in now, too. He just doesn't have that wear and tear because he hasn't played as much. And he's not the player Taron Johnson is in a vacuum and nickel. But I don't think you'll lose a ton at that particular role and spot when Cam is in there. When it comes to defending the run, certain things, right? Of course you want Taron Johnson there. But to answer your question, Mike, I think maybe a little bit with Taron. Doesn't have to be a referendum on his career, though, here. And I would say this. Mm-hmm. Early in the season, this was a little more. I think the last couple of games for everybody, this is everybody on defense now, they've just seen more in sync. Look at that game against Kansas City. Taron didn't play, but I just think the whole defense has looked better since really Sean McDermott kind of started calling plays or having more of a hand in it.
And let's talk about that for a minute, too. McDermott is more on the, or maybe you've heard him not be this way, but what I've heard, he's more cryptic about, doesn't really want to detail, to understate it, what exactly is going on there.
Yeah, but what changed? Like, did something change? Because when he talked about it, he said, we do it together, and sort of matter-of-factly, I think, wanted to give us the impression that that's how it's always been. Like, did something change?
I mean, guys, can you really call plays together?
I know. it definitely did, right? I mean, when he doesn't say no to the question about calling plays, he's telling you yes.
So my interpretation, this is just, we don't know right now that he hasn't told us this. By his answers, by observing what's going on, I think what's happening is, yes, they have always communicated very directly on calling plays. They have always had a very good line of communication on a series-to-series basis and probably mostly on a play-to-play basis, although that's hard because you got to get that play in and you can't just be talking to people in your headset, you know, for 10 seconds. You can't do that. It's just not operationally efficient to do that. So I don't think he's wrong or lying or anything like that when he says, we do it together. That's part of it. What could have changed is maybe who's doing the, hey, lean on it. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And who's actually calling it, right? That could have changed. It feels to me like Sean is having a more of a hand in what we don't know. What we don't know, we can't figure out because we're not like looking. And believe me, I've looked to try and see if I can see this.
Right.
We don't know what voice is in the green dot helmet, right? We don't know whose voice is in Terrell Bernard's helmet. And that's who's calling plays, whoever is that voice is. And I would not doubt right now that it's Sean McDermott, but hey, we do it together, meaning, Bobby, what do you like on this series, right? Hey, what have they been doing over here? What do you think about this? Like, that's calling it together. He could say that. He talked about tendencies, things like that. I don't think that's ever changed. But it does feel to me, by his answer, by the way it's been flowing, that he's having more of a hand in doing it directly.
Well, if there was any sort of transition exactly, say, at halftime in Atlanta, whatever it might have been the change at halftime in Atlanta. I mean, since they've been pretty much dynamite. I just sort of, I blurted out earlier in the show, like, well, their defense isn't good, though, because I sort of feel Miami plus the 9.5 this week. And Bulldogs like, what do you mean? Don't you watch football? Like, the last
right.
2.5 games, their defense has been good to great.
It is Sean McDermott's system. Let's remember that. Now, Bobby Babbage has come up in this system. He has coached here ever since Sean has been the head coach. He knows this system inside and out, but it's Sean's system. It's his defense. And when let's flip it around to head coach who's an offensive play caller. When it's your system and it's what you, how you set things up, how you kind of visualize everything happening from play one to play 10 to play 50, okay? I think when it's your system and you've done it, that looks different than it does to someone who has learned under it and is doing it on their own and has their own ideas. So to me, that's what changes, which is this particular guy, this is his system, who's done it at the highest of levels, took a team to a Super Bowl while doing it in the NFC in Carolina. I feel like, and I've said this to you guys since the Carolina game, I don't know if it happened in the second half of the Atlanta game. It might have. Like, we don't know. That really, we weren't tipped off to it or anything. We didn't know that. What we could see was maybe what was happening in Carolina, it felt like it, right? That was after the bye week. And what did Sean say after the bye week? He got clarity. That was a big word to me. Like, he goes in and says, did a lot of film study, watch this, watch that. Got a lot of clarity on what we need to do. And I just thought that was really interesting that he said, what's the clarity? To him, maybe, to me, it was the clarity of, you know what? I need to do this. I know how this is supposed to look. I know how I want it to look. I need to do this. And I think from being on the sidelines, guys, it feels to me like
Black Friday, more like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There is so much more of a calmness to the defense over the last two games. Now, there's times in the Kansas City game where you're running around and you have to call timeout to get that.
Right, they weren't real buttoned up. Stadium. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right. I know that. I'm just saying that it feels to me like there's an understanding of what's supposed to happen on a play-to-play basis on defense. Where if I go back to the first six games, there are too many times where there seems like there's a disconnect between what's happening up front and what's happening in the back.
Yeah, I wonder, too, like if maybe some of that disorganization against Kansas City was because they were maybe trying a lot of – they threw some new things, some different things, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I'm not the film study guru here, but I know I've heard reference to that they were maybe as interesting back there, just overall on defense, with the looks they were giving, switching out of stuff – one side of the field is zone, other side man, the stuff like that, just to really confuse Mahomes. That could lead to some confusion amongst the players if it's not the thing they've always been doing.
That's right. The other thing that changed is the safeties. The safeties have changed. I know other things have changed around the roster a little bit, but mainly it's Taylor Rapp is out, Jordan Poyer is in, and Jordan Hancock is in. And Cole Bishop he's like a brand new person who just landed from an alien ship or something over the last few weeks, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's unbelievable, this guy. I was just thinking about this last night. I'm going back and watching some stuff. I'm watching the game against Kansas City, and I'm like, the Jordan Poyer plus the play in against New Orleans literally could have changed this man's career over the last, like, what has happened here mm-hmm. since that moment in New Orleans to Jordan Poyer literally has changed this man's career. Now, maybe that it's just a lightning in a bottle, a few weeks here, but you want to know what's changed? That's changed. The safety room has changed. And I think some of the confusion that happened in Kansas City is also, unfortunately, because of this, because you have two young safeties sometimes on the field, and then you throw in Jamarcus Ingram as well, and I know he knows the system, but you're putting in parts and, you know, Cam Lewis, and you're playing around roles, and it's so loud. Guys, I'm telling you, it is tough to communicate for them when it's that loud, and they have hand signals. And I talked to Deion Walker about this, even up front. He's like, well, we'd rather have it where it's loud for them, but yeah, we have to rely on a lot of nonverbal.
Is for you, Sal, the thought of, I think I know the answer, I know how you are, I don't mean that in a bad way at all. Like the thought that Miami winning this game, it would never be shocking to you because you know the league. But like how incredible would it be if the Bills lost?
Pretty incredible. You can't lose this game. This is a team that I'm out here from, you know, thousands of miles away looking at their team going, I bet you there's guys wishing they were traded right on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Jalen Phillips is gone. Chop Robinson probably not playing. By the way, he is doubtful. He did practice on a limited basis today. Russell Douglas doubtful as well, by the way, just for their injury report. But, I mean, they can't stop anything. It's funny. They couldn't stop anything against the run. They haven't all year, and then they stopped Bijan Robinson. I have no idea how that happened, but they did a couple of weeks ago. But you guys want to know how bad they've been against the run. They're actually worse per game than the Bills, yards per game on the ground. And then they're allowing over 7.2 yards per pass. The quarterback just is now, it's clear to everybody they're moving on from him. The question is, would they eat the money after this year, do it after next year? So you throw that all into the mix here at seven losses already, knowing who the Bills are, what they're fighting for, who their quarterback is, knowing that their fans are taking over your stadium. I would, Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised. And more than anything, I'm not even going to use the word shocked or surprised because you're right, Mike. This is the NFL. I would never be like that with any game. I would just be super disappointed if that happened with this because the Bills need to basically go down there and put their foot on them and by halftime say, you're not even threatening us.
The Dolphins have one interception this year. Minka Fitzpatrick had one against Carolina a few weeks ago. 5 out of 7 on the road coming up, starting with this game. No super long. You're not going out west or anything. Miami and then in 2 weeks, Houston. By the way, which is farther?
Miami.
Good question. I'm going to say Houston.
It is Houston by, if you're driving anyway, like to from where I'm sitting to the stadium, to the stadiums, Houston is 109 miles farther.
All right.
So close. And then the rest of them you could easily drive.
But that is the that's the farthest trip they make all year. It's the only trip outside the Eastern time zone all year.
Yes.
And even though that's being said, it's a night game. It's an 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Central time zone start.
Thursday night.
Thursday
too.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got 10 days to get ready for Pittsburgh. And then it's, you know, all Eastern teams and time zones and home and all that. So, yeah, we said coming in the year the schedule was not tough on the from a schedule standpoint, from a body standpoint, right? And here we are.
This is not to include the AFC Championship game in Denver, which will be in late January.
Yeah.
That's mountain time, I believe. It's all those mountains.
I think we said yesterday, we were talking about it, and I think I might have even said to you guys, and it's true now, I think that, like, Denver won, but I have more, like, questions about them than anything else, to be honest with you. Like, if the Bills played that game that Denver played last night, you guys are coming on the radio going, oh, my God, they got problems. Like, the Bills, even though they won the game, you'd be like, because this is what we've been through here.
Right.
I ask Bulldog every week if there's a Bills win that would upset him, and he always says no. And, all right, you beat the Raiders 10-7. Really? Like, that's fine? It sets up for such an interesting playoff year because you've got, here are the Bills and the Chiefs and maybe also the Ravens down, like, it almost feels like it could have been scripted. I'm not saying it is. But you've got the so-called contenders are a couple of furlongs behind these teams that we kind of don't respect. The Broncos, the Colts, maybe also New England. All teams that have much to prove that will go into the playoffs, especially if they hold that lead and they're home against the other teams that we like, what will happen? It's really interesting this year so far.
I almost always say yes. I didn't before Carolina. Coming out of the bye, I was like, you're the much better team. I don't want to be in here talking about a 13-10 win. Don't do that to us. And, you know, they killed him. So, you know, but now I'm back after this week, Sal, when he asked me that earlier today, just so to fill you in, I'm like, you know, all the we've been yelling about the trade deadline and what Brandon Bean didn't do for days on an end here, and I'm just at just win the game and keep pace with New England. I don't care what, you know. Sure, what I think they're going to clobber them, but I will not. I really won't be genuinely upset. I'm sure I'll have to talk about stuff if they only win 13-10 because, you know, I got to punch in for post games, so I'll be here. But I don't care. Just win and just try to get some bodies healthy here because they've had a lot of injuries all year long, and we keep thinking it's going to get better, and it never really does.
No, this would be a really nice game to get out healthy, and maybe, like, I keep thinking, okay, Miami's not good against the run. Here comes James Cook going back to his hometown, and, you know, he could, what are you going to do, run for 200? But then again, it's like, wait a minute. Cook's been dealing with an injury, right? I know he's off the injury report this week. Wouldn't it be great to kind of back off him and go after that secondary, which is pretty depleted and might give you time to throw because of the pass rush, and let's see the passing game unlocked here, right? Like, that might be the method. So either way, though, I really like the Bills here and their chances. And I just said, you need to go down there and take care of them. But we said this in week 3. The week 3 storyline was, how bad do they have to beat them to get Mike McDaniel fired? Like, that was the week 3 storyline, right? That and what happened? It was a close game. Terrell Bernard has the interception at the end. The Bills kick a field goal. They win 31-21 thanks to a couple of penalties that the Dolphins took. It is a division game. It's tough, you know, always. So just, yeah, go down there and win the game. I agree with you. Keep pace with New England, which, by the way, that is a monster game between New England and Tampa.
It's like the hardest game they have left except for the Bills game.
Yeah. I mean, if the Patriots, I'm sure you guys have said this or know it, but if the Patriots do lose and the Bills win, the Bills are on top of the division again by a half game. And now the Patriots are chasing the Bills. In some respect, it would be a half game difference because both have 7 wins. But I mean, now the Bills have the upper hand and they do have the head-to-head game still left that they're playing. If the Patriots win, I mean, you gotta beat them there and hope they get another and hope they get another loss essentially, because unless you run the table.
New England then hosts the Jets Thursday night after this game in Tampa. Very good. Thank you, Sal. Enjoy the trip.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, it's our dude Sal Capaccio on the West Hur Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
You can just not say who your starting quarterback is, or you could have some fun and just say it's throw a name out and then change it. Breece Hall seems to hate his life playing for the Jets. Mm-hmm. I tweeted, like, why can't he just, if he's so mad, so bitter being stuck there, he should just reveal who the quarterback is. And if I'm him, maybe I just lie. I don't even have to, I don't get fined. If Breece Hall says it's Fields and it's Tyrod, what happens? Does Breece Hall get fined? No, I don't think you can fine a player. Oh, I didn't know. I was wrong, I guess. Just, you know, something to think about. 803-0550 for your calls. How do you feel about this game Sunday? We've been talking about, well, the trade deadline and what didn't happen for much of the week. We would love to hear from you after the break. Football Friday on WGR. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.